KAYTFM
881 Gina Alexandria 925 Greenwood Shreveport
K223BI
989 Monroe West Monroe
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles
K261EB and KQJOFM
993 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, I praise you. I give you the glory because all the glory belongs to you. Father God, I thank you that, God, you are in the midst and you are going to do exactly what you say you're going to do. Father God, I ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, someone needs a word on this morning. Someone needs a touch from you on this morning, God. Someone needs a healing in their body. Father God, I'm standing in the gap for them right now. Somebody need a financial miracle. And Father God, I'm just asking you to move in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you say we have not because we ask not. And Father God, we come in before you boldly to the throne of grace, God, realizing that you hear and you will answer our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn it to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter and the 10th verse. It's the book of Ephesians, the second chapter and the 10th verse. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads as follows, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is still under construction. We are still under construction. Jesus chose Peter to be one of his disciples, even though he knew he was high-tempered, impatient, and he would fail many times. He didn't choose him because he was perfect. He chose him because he had the blueprint for his life. The messes didn't disqualify Peter. His messed up life simply meant he was still under construction. He knew that Peter would become one of the most respected leaders of all time. People of God, we are under construction. We're not going to understand everything that happens to us because God's ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "Here's the promise that God gives us. If that you will stay in the faith and keep honoring him, then what he started in your life, he's going to bring to completion. What he has planned for you will come to pass." It's just like a house. You and everyone around you will always be under construction right up until it's time to leave your earthly house. That's in 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. When God completes the work he started in you, it is well done. Hebrews 10 and 14 says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Simply meaning, this is an amazing promise. Because verse 14 is really saying, for by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. You see, Jesus' work on the cross has already saved us completely. And it was perfect. In God's eyes, we are whole and finished. But really, that process isn't done yet while that we are still here on earth. We are still being under construction. We are still being worked on. We are still being used for the glory of the Lord, even though we have some little things that is going on with us. We are still being shaped into his likeness. We are still being made holy. People of God, one day we will see him face to face, and we shall be like him. And this coming from 1 John 3 and 2. But until then, we're still under construction. People who anxiously await the glorious day when the work in us is truly complete. So is it fun to be under construction? Being under construction helps us to grow spiritually. Being under construction helps us to see who we are, and also allows us to see through the eyes of God what we are capable of becoming. God sees our ending before he sees our beginning. Come on here, somebody. We may not think we are worthy to do a work of God because we have little things that are going on with us and within us. But God sees us differently. Just like the word of God say, everything was completed at the cross. But now since that we're here on earth, each and every day, we are under construction. We are getting better for the work of God. We are getting better with our attitude, how we live a life according to the word of God and before God each and every day. People of God, we all have things that are going on that are not of God. We all have some little messy areas that we need to improve in. We all have some of those little areas in our life to where we don't want God to even touch them, that we just gonna keep on going on like there's nothing going on, like that we got it all together. But I beg to differ with you. Nobody walking on this earth have it all together. You have to make ways, and you have to give yourself room for improvement. Come on here, somebody. You have to give yourself room for improvement, because the more you allow God to improve you, the more he can get the work out of you that needs to come forth. People of God, the point is to let God make you and mold you and shape you. Some of us need to stay on that potter's wheel. Come on here. Because the potter's wheel is not fun. But the potter's wheel is for our good. We must stay alert. Must stay attentive. We must know the word of God. We must read the word of God. We must see what God sees in us, and not only see in us, but sees through us through the word of God. People of God, we should be better this year than we were last year. We should have our mind made up to do the things that God has called us to do. Oftentimes, people take our spiritual growth to the point to where they would think we are acting funny. No, that's not it. God has dealt with me. God has spoken to me. It's some things that I must do this year, and I must get in a hurry to do. Because if not, he's going to get on me. He is going to chastise me. I would rather you, the people, be mad at me than God. And see, that's the attitude you have to get. We should be making some type of progress, not only in our lives, but our ministry. Don't let the mess become normal. Don't be just satisfied with mess. The high temper, the addiction, the negative attitude, that's not who you are. That is not you. Keep growing. Keep resisting that temptation. Keep saying no to those carnal desires. And every time you do the right thing, it makes it a little easier the next time. People of God, there's nothing wrong with being under construction. There is something wrong with not making any progress. There is something wrong if you have not grown spiritually in the past 10 years, or even from last year to now. There is something wrong if you are still stuck in a rut. There is something wrong. It's time to allow God to finish what he started in your life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that our lives is your workmanship, and that we are under construction according to your master plan. Thank you, Father, that, Lord God, you are working in our lives, and you will bring us to completion. Father God, we are looking beyond the messy areas to see the masterpiece in the making that you have for us. And Father God, we will forever give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I pray this message have touched you in a way that you will allow to continue to allow God to do what he has to do. Come out of the rut, people of God. It's time to grow spiritually. It's time to do what God has called you to do. I want to invite you to a men and women's conference at Trinity Baptist Church, March the 12th. Mark your calendars. March the 12th at 10 a.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. And the title of it is Useless to Useful, Rahab's Story. The speakers will be Minister Millicent Rubin and Minister Sandra Rowland. And I want you to come out, and I want you to hear a dynamic word from these two powerful women of God who has great testimonies from above. That is March the 12th, 10 a.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. I also have written a new book, Decree and Declare, Daily Declarations to Your Blessings. The Father God gave us the authority to speak those things as though they were. Go to my website, patriciajwilliams.com, and you order that book, or you can order it on amazon.com. Also, If you would like to reach me,